Queen of Broken Hearts by Cassandra King. Narrated by Laura Hicks. Disc 1.
Thus in the winter stands the lonely tree, nor knows what birds have vanished one by one, yet knows its boughs more silent than before. I cannot say what loves have come and gone. I only know that summer sang in me a little while, that in me sings no more. Edna St. Vincent Millay. Chapter 1. At the exact moment the cash register dings and I open my change purse, the chain of bells on the front door of the coffee shop bangs together with a brassy clatter. I hear the sound of voices raised in greetings, a loud and hearty hello in response, and the bells jangled again as the door closes. Curious to see who's making such an entrance, I glance over my shoulder. When I see that it's Son Rogers, my face flames and my heart pounds. On top of everything else that's happened today, I go to the coffee shop for lunch and who do I run into? One thing for sure, I have to get out of here before he sees me. It would be embarrassing for me and him and the dozen or so other folks enjoying their afternoon coffee. Instinctively, I duck my head and pull my arms close, as if to make myself invisible. Barely turning my head, I look over my shoulder again to determine the distance between me and the front door. No way I can get out that way without him seeing me. I'll have to exit through the bookstore. Now I wish I'd driven to town instead of walking, even though it would have been ridiculous.